Tropical Storm Alberto brings relief to South Texas. Texas border business. Texas border business. June 20, 2024 Tropical Storm Alberto has brought much-needed rainfall to South Texas, alleviating severe drought conditions in the region. Over the past few days, Alberto made landfall and moved across the Rio Grande Valley, delivering substantial precipitation and significantly impacting local water resources. The rain has relieved farmers and residents who are facing water restrictions and crop failures. According to the National Weather Service, the storm delivered several inches of rain, helping to recharge the region's aquifers and surface water bodies. While the immediate effects of the rainfall are undeniably positive, it's important to remember that the benefits from Tropical Storm Alberto are only temporary. Experts stress the necessity of ongoing water management and conservation efforts, as the region's chronic water issues require long-term solutions. Lakes Falcon and Amistad current water levels. As of June 20, 2024, the International Boundary and Water Commission, IBWC, reports significant changes in water levels. Lake Amistad. Located on the Rio Grande at the confluence with the Devil's River, Lake Amistad is currently approximately 24.9% full, with a water level of 1,047.49 feet, a considerable increase from earlier in the year. Lake Falcon. Also on the Rio Grande, Lake Falcon is currently at about 10.1% capacity, with a water level of 252.06 feet. This translates to a storage volume of 250,444 acre-feet. While still relatively low, this is a significant improvement due to the recent rains, which have alleviated some drought conditions plaguing the region. Weather alerts and safety precautions. Several weather alerts are in effect for the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Due to Alberto's impact, the region is under a tropical storm warning, including warnings for coastal and inland areas of Cameron, Kennedy, and Willacy counties. Primary hazards associated with this storm include heavy rainfall, potential flooding, strong winds, and hazardous marine conditions. The storm is expected to bring additional rainfall of 2 to 4 inches with localized higher amounts, which could lead to significant flooding in low-lying and flood-prone areas. Coastal flooding, rip currents, and high surf are also expected to pose risks along the coast. Additionally, there is a possibility of isolated tornadoes or waterspouts. Residents are advised to monitor the situation closely, follow local authorities' guidance, and be prepared for potential evacuations if necessary. It's important to stay informed and take necessary precautions to ensure safety during this period of adverse weather conditions. For more detailed and up-to-date information, refer to the National Weather Service.